A Carrollton man is in jail facing felony charges after allegedly threatening and pointing a gun at children Sunday night. At around 8 p.m., a group of juveniles were hitchhiking along Holly Tree Road, where they waved down a car that they thought they recognized. The truck was driven by 39-year-old Josh Holmes. The children alleged that Holmes got out of his vehicle, cursed at them, stating that he would shoot them. Holmes then got back in his truck and sped off. According to the police report, Holmes returned a short time later and put a gun in one of the juveniles' face and said, "Don't effing play with me, I'll kill you." And then he fired a shot into the air. Holmes then returned to his vehicle, left, and dialed 911. When deputies spoke to Holmes, he said the kids had asked for a ride and then put their hands in the air, indicating they wanted to fight. He continued that he fired a shot into the air only to scare the young people. Deputies retrieved his .22 caliber pistol with his permission and then arrested him. He has been charged with 3 counts of felony aggravated assault, 4 counts of felony terroristic threats, and 3 counts of misdemeanor reckless conduct. Bond has not yet been set. Carrollton naming 2 future parks after longtime educators and staples in the city. The 2 parks will be adjacent to each other at the corners of Alabama Street and 4th Street. One park will be named after Perry S. and Linnell Holland, who were both educators at numerous schools in the West Georgia area. The other park, named in honor of Barbara Green, Maddie Wilson, and Quentin Villar. Councilman Gerald Byrd during Monday's City Council meeting.
And we came up with some really cool concepts of gaming and a large chess set, some fruit trees, and leaving a lot of the native trees there. So this will be somewhat of an edible park where people can go and pick fruit and eat and enjoy.
No timeline has yet been set for either park. The West Georgia Right to Life holding their annual Stand for Life this weekend. President of West Georgia Right to Life, Dwayne Hack, telling WLBB's Community Voice program that all are invited to the pro-life event taking place along Highway 27 South in front of the Carrollton Walmart.
Yeah, and we will have signs. We have signs that say abortion stops a beating heart. We also have some that say choose life. So we have an whole array of different signs. We don't have any that are the grotesque signs, and you've seen some of those out there at times. Up in Cartersville, that there was a group of people that showed up at a Stand for Life with some signs that were out of the norm that we would usually use, and we do not endorse that.
The Stand for Life begins this Saturday at 10 a.m. and lasts until 11. For more information about West Georgia Right to Life, visit newstalk1330.com for that entire interview with Hack. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office warning citizens of a new scam after receiving several reports. Scammers will send a text claiming to be from the Carroll County Tax Office and informing them that their property taxes have not yet been paid. The text instructs a homeowner to click on a link and make a payment. The citizen who reported this said they were suspicious and contacted the tax office, who advised that they do not solicit payment through texts. Deputies remind that if you receive a phone call or text message soliciting money for any reason and it seems suspicious, it is better to check the source or report it. Also, government entities will likely contact you through certified mail first. And intoxicated drivers ran into a little bit more law enforcement than normal this past weekend. Carroll County Sheriff's Office and many other local law enforcement agencies joining the Georgia State Patrol in Operation Friday Night Blue Lights. The operation is an effort to crack down on DUIs in the West Georgia area. DUI checkpoints were placed all throughout the county and resulted in 4 DUI arrests, along with numerous drug arrests over the hours-long period. I'm Luke Lukert.